From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Pakistan says government troops have killed at least 30 suspected militants in an offensive in the tribal region of Khyber. The Khyber Pass is one of the main routes used to carry supplies from truck from Pakistan to NATO troops in neighboring Afghanistan. NATO is investigating whether villagers siphoning fuel from two tanker trucks hijacked by the Taliban in Afghanistan were among scores killed in a U.S. airstrike. A 10-member team is flying to the region where an American jet called in by the American or German military hit the tankers with two bombs yesterday, killing at least 60 people. German military officials say the Taliban could have been planning a suicide attack with the hijacked tankers. The U.S. military has been trying to scale back use of heavy air power in order to reduce civilian casualties in Afghanistan. The Obama administration is taking steps to encourage Americans to save more for retirement. The president announced the moves today in his weekly address. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Experience has shown that Americans are more likely to save for retirement if they don't have to think too much about it. So the administration's encouraging more employers to make retirement savings automatic. Workers could still opt out, but President Obama says more workers should have the chance to put money aside.
And having too little in savings not only leaves people financially ill-prepared for retirement, but also for whatever challenges life brings. It places in jeopardy so many dreams, from owning a home to attending college.
Today's actions make it easier for small companies to set up savings plans and for workers to sock away their tax refunds or unused vacation pay. Eventually, the White House wants Congress to require most companies to provide savings plans and to expand rewards for workers who take part. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Firefighters in Southern California expressed confidence that they're getting the upper hand on the massive station fire. The wildfire has burned more than 154,000 acres and is about 42% contained. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Alex Cohen has more.
The fire has destroyed dozens of homes and other buildings, including a cafe and one of the last remaining lookouts in the Angeles National Forest used to spot fires. Though firefighters have made significant headway and all evacuation orders have been lifted, portions of the Angeles National Forest remain closed this holiday weekend. Despite smoke and haze in the air, UCLA will play its season opener against San Diego State at the Rose Bowl this weekend. Meanwhile, another brush fire that broke out in the Cleveland National Forest burned 25 acres before it was successfully contained. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.
In Georgia, family members are preparing to bury the victims of an entire family a week after the bodies were found inside a mobile home. A relative of seven of the eight victims is in custody. Police say they believe Gary Hines killed all eight people. This is NPR News. China says five people have died and 14 were injured in the most recent demonstrations in the northwestern province of Xinjiang. The province was destabilized by massive ethnic violence between Han Chinese and Turkic-speaking Uyghurs in July, which left almost 200 dead. NPR's Louisa Lim filed this report from Shanghai.
The city center is under heavy security with roads blocked off to cars after 3 days of protests. Now, Urumqi's deputy mayor Jiang Hong says five people were killed on the first day of the protests and 14 people were injured. He said two of those who were killed were innocent, but he didn't clarify what he meant. The protests broke out over a series of bizarre stabbing attacks by people wielding hypodermic syringes. The demonstrators were demanding better protection and the resignation of the top Communist Party official in Xinjiang. According to latest figures, 25 Uyghurs have been arrested for the syringe attacks, and 531 people have sought treatment for being stabbed. Officials now say the syringe attacks are plotted and carried out by ethnic separatist forces to destabilize ethnic unity. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
A top British official says trade and oil considerations played a major role in the decision to free the Lockerbie bomber as part of a prisoner transfer deal with Libya. Justice Secretary Jack Straw is quoted in today's Daily Telegraph newspaper as saying trade was, quote, a very big part of the negotiations that led to the release of Abdelbaset el-Megrahi. Not long after the agreement, Libya ratified a $900 million oil deal with BP PLC. More banks were closed this weekend as a result of mounting loan defaults. The only branch of the First Bank of Kansas City was shut down but will reopen under a new name after deposits are assumed. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.